I've made up my mind. No need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. No need to look no further. This ain't lust. I know this is love. But if I tell the world, I never say enough, because the words known said to you, and that's exactly what I need to do if I end up with you. Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? I build myself up and fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and the back begins to tingle. Finally, could this be it? Oh, should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be even if it leads nowhere? Oh, would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep on chasing pavements? Should I just keep on chasing pavements? Oh, should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere?
Might be one of my favorite things that you've done.
Yeah.
I really liked this for you. What did you think, Jeffers?
This is so weird because, like, this is one of the songs, like when we were thinking about themes and stuff, this is one of the songs I wanted Turtle to do over the course of the season or show somewhere. So, like, I was really happy she did it. I thought she really captured that jazzy feel that Adele has in this song. And I like her transitions to the head voice in the choruses on the Even If It Leads Nowhere and that slide she does. And I like the dynamic she had. And I thought she had great energy and performance.
Yeah, I love this.
There was like a tiny bit of straining at the end high note of the chorus. And occasionally your pronunciation got kind of like funky, I guess. Particularly on words with the double O's, like could, or like, I guess, and like nowhere, like, were a few that were kind of funny sounding at times, but it didn't take away much from the overall song. I really like this, Turtle.
Yeah, I like thought this was super great. I agree with Jeffers on the, like, that chorus, like, little straininess. But overall, this is like a really solid song choice. Like, your emotion was so great. And, like, you were just really into it, and I felt like I was, like, swaying along and, like, blah blah blah. I guess that's the only way to say it. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like that made me like really happy. That was how I was trying to say. I was like, la la la, this is nice. Not blah blah blah. I meant to say la la la. I don't know. So
You said it to La La Land. La
yeah,
La
I
La
thought this was
La
super, super chill, and like I think you captured the theme really well, and I think that this song definitely was poppy, so you know.
Yeah.
Good job. What did you think, Valk?
I really liked this too. Your tone sounded really pretty on it. I had the same note about the pronunciations, like on A words and the O, the like long O's and long A's. It was kind of sounding a little weird. Was the music loud for anyone else?
A little bit at some places, but not
Mainly in
throughout the whole
the
thing.
verses where she went soft, but like overall it wasn't too bad.
It was like kind of like volume wise, it was kind of like a little unbalanced to me. Yeah, I
Know what
really
you could.
liked your dynamics too. I don't really have anything else. I liked this a
Yeah,
lot
this was just like
too.
really good. I don't know, there wasn't much to say about it, I
I
feel
don't
like.
like if I don't know if you do this already, but like if you have like the problem with the high and low end volume, try run a dynamic processor on it and it'll help even out the volume differences between the parts.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you have Adobe, if you have Audacity, well, good luck.
Well, then you're screwed.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well.
I don't know if GarageBand has a dynamic thing. I think
Probably.
it does. I think it kind of does it on its own. There's like this thing that's like normalizing and all this crap, so I'm pretty
Was gonna
sure
say,
it
is it seems
does.
like normalizing or equalizing? Is that the same
It's a little
thing?
bit different.
Oh,
Normalizing
Jeffers is like pro mix over here. He's like, just like a little bit,
kind
you know, like whatever.
of. Okay,
Well,
normalize.
Audacity has that
Yeah.
equalizer thingy.
Yeah, I think it kind of works, I think. I don't know.
Normalizing just like maxes the volume so it doesn't peak, while dynamic processing kind of evens it out a bit more. I don't know. I think that's what it is. I'm not really sure.
We must
Anyway, good job,
know.
Turtle. We're like
Good
idiots.
job, Turtle. Up next is Omi. Woo.
Yay.
Not surprised that everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times. I've stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn out. You make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. Guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn out. You make me work
work
so
so
we
we
can
can work
work
to
to
work
work
it
it
out.
out. Yeah, and I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. Oh, I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right and we'll be united. And I know that we can be so amazing. And being in love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out. And I'll work to work it out. Promise you get, I'll give more than I can get. Then I get, then I get, then I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out. And you make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you get to give so much more than I get. But just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you care to give so much more than I get. I say love, 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 love. I just haven't love, met you yet. Love, love, oh, yeah. Love, love, I just love, haven't love, met you yet.
I was like in a tornado today.
I know.
Oh, no, not again.
Oh my gosh.
So good job submitting. He said, I don't know if this, he said that, I think this maybe was something that he'd pre-recorded.
It was on the hit singles in VH.
Oh, was it? Okay, I was going to say he's like recording so in a tornado.
Yeah.
He could have been recording. It would have been more epic if you're recording in like a
bomb
shelter.
My goodness, Omi, you sound so happy for being in a tornado.
I know.
Maybe so, we should just record in the tornado then.
Apparently this is the way to go. Just
yes.
Go in a tornado and record.
Yeah.
Let's see. May. I overall liked this. There was like minor things that I wanted. Like there was a couple moments when you're in mic puffs. And it sounded a little low for you on the verses, just like a tiny bit. Like, it seemed like it was pushing your range a teensy bit. And there's a couple places where you pronounce things kind of weird. Like, you said, like, whiff instead of, like, with. And it just sounded like, it sounded a little off. So just watch those. I think I wanted a little bit more energy from you. Like, I felt like you did a pretty good job, especially, like, when the harmonies were there and, like, the background stuff. You sounded, like, a lot more energetic. But on the verses, I wish you had just been, like, a little, like, bouncier. Because this is a very, like, bouncy, happy, lovey-dovey song, and I just, like, felt like a little bit of the bouncy loviness was missing, so I would have liked a little bit more from you in that sense. But overall, I thought this was really good. What did you think, Vilk?
I liked this overall, too. I noted the puffs, too, and I really liked the emotion on this. Like, I really liked the bounciness and, like, yeah, the harmony sounded really nice. There was something off about it, and I was trying to think of what it was, but, like, it was, like, during the verses, you were kind of mumbling a little bit, and, like, I was like, wait, it's not the emotion, because I like the emotion, but, like, you were kind of, like, yeah, like, slurring a little bit, and, like, it sounded kind of muffled and low-key, and it kind of clashed with, like, the amount of energy and emotion that you had. The music sounded, like, a little bit loud to me. Yeah, that's about it, really. I thought this was pretty solid.
All right. Jeffers.
Okay. Omi, pretty much for me, just copy and paste Rochelle's notes, and that's, like, almost exactly what I had down. Like.
Really?
Yeah, like,
Jeffers,
I had,
we're,
like
the same person.
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
I had the same thing about the mic puffs, the little low section in the verse, and the energy pretty much exactly the same as Rochelle. Like, I think the bounciness you had going for you kind of died in the lower parts of the song, but that kind of makes sense. It didn't quite sound comfortable in your range like the rest of it. And your harmony mixing was good, like they were in sync and they were nicely volumed.
Yes,
they were set well.
I meant to say that too, that his harmonies were really well mixed.
Yeah, good job.
Good job, Ume.
Solid job.
Next is Lash. Lachey.
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 That sounds so fancy and, like, dignified. Lachey. Yes.
It's French.
So, yep.
Forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us, and the Bible didn't mention us, not even once. You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first, I loved you first. Beneath the stars came falling. His hair myself one night, a pair of dull scissors in the yellow light, and he told me I had done all right, and kissed me till the morning light, kissed me till the morning light. Samson back to bed, not much hair left on his head, ate a slice of Wonder Bread and went right back to bed. Oh, he couldn't bring the columns down, yeah, we couldn't destroy a single one, and the history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us, not even once. You are my sweetest.
It's Lachey.
Lachey.
So oh, fancy.
let's see. What did you think, Valk?
Oh, is this some like supposed to be biblical Samson from like someone else's point of view or something? Or
I think so. Yes.
Ah, interesting. I'm kind of iffy on this. Like it. Sounded pretty, but, like, I feel like you should have gone with a slower backtrack, because it was, like, kind of going really fast, and it was a little hard to, like, soak in, like, the meaning of the song, and, like, I feel like this song's, like, better slower. I don't know if this was the original version or not, though, so, like, it might not matter either way. I don't know, like, I feel like you were trying to do like normal like power lash on a song that should have been more like intimate and like tender sounding, because like it's like I said, it sounded pretty, and like I really liked your head voice. There were a few like on the Mets it sounded a little off pitch a little bit, and like on some of like the ends you were kind of like cutting off some of the like last letters of a couple of the words I noticed, but like I don't know, because, like, I thought this really should have been, like, sounded softer emotionally. And you were kind of, like, powering through this song. And, like, I feel like it kind of lost a little bit of the meaning because you were, like, yeah, powering through the song.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, like, if it was, because you were saying earlier, like, about the fast version, etc.
Yeah.
Because there is a slower version, and I don't know if it felt that way because she did the fast one. Because the song felt really rushed to me for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I like the slower one more. I don't know. I just thought it was, like, very rushed in comparison. I don't know. But I don't know if that was the song or if it was her.
Yeah, it was, like, it sounded, like, a little more like it was her rushing it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Valk said. The faster version really threw me off, I think. I mean, I know the faster version. I have both versions on my iTunes. Woohoo! But I think it just fit kind of weird on your voice. And also, there was a lot of vibrato in some places that I felt like you didn't need it very much. That's pretty much my notes for this. I agree with, like, almost everything that Valk said, so.
Hello.
Yes.
I thought it was a nice change from what she's been doing the entire season. Like, she's been powering through every week, so I thought it was a very nice change to mix it up and do something a bit more mellow and, well, it is mellow pop, but, you know, yeah. Like, it's nice to do a different kind of emotion and more of a sadder one than a more up one. I actually thought her emotion and performance was decent, but yeah, I agree, it could have been a little bit more. I put down her vocals were very clean sounding, and I think I would have liked a little bit more air, I guess, in it. Like, if she eased into the notes a bit more, because she sang it very well, and it was very crisp and clean, but I think because it was so clean, it came off sounding a little bit stronger than it should, because I thought, like,
she
had the softness done right, but because she sang it so cleanly, like, the performance got lost a little bit, but I still think it was a pretty good job, emotion-wise, and I thought her vibrato was actually in check a lot better than I remember her being on slower songs in the past, so I thought she did a good job. Not her best, but still good.
No, yeah, I mean, it was still good. Yeah. Like, this wouldn't get you cut or anything. No.
Yeah, but, not at all.
Yeah. Do you guys want to move to results?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, who won for you tonight, Jeffers?
I have Melly.
Ooh, Melly, you are safe. Who won for you tonight, Valk?
I, like, have a tie between Melly and Turtle.
Yeah, Turtle won for me, too, and Melly was my second place, so. Yeah. Turtle and Melly, you guys are safe.
Good job, you guys.
Yay!
Nice job.
Who was third for you, Valk?
I had Omi.
Omi, woo!
Woo!
So that leaves Lash Faded and Song. I had Lash next.
Me too.
Woo. So I will be mean this week, I guess, because I haven't been mean in a while. I feel like I've pushed it onto Valk and Jeffers the past few times.
You do.
I know. So, Faded, you are safe, and Song, you are cut. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got so far, though, and, like, this was a really good run for you, I think, and I think you've improved so, so much.
And you've done some great things on the show, and...
Yeah, you should be so proud.
And you didn't do bad either tonight. It was a very good night, like, overall,
yeah,
like, everyone did good.
Yeah, so. Everyone was so good tonight. This was, like, a really hard cut, because, like, you guys are all so good, so it's, like, you have to bring, like, your A game and stuff like that. And, yeah, so top five... Turtle, Melly, Faded, Omi, and Lash. Next week, we are doing Judge's Choice. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
We have, like, a general idea of what songs you guys are doing, but we want to finalize things, so we're not going to announce what songs you guys are doing on the show. So you will get an email probably, like, late tomorrow-ish saying what your song is. And, yeah, that'll be due next Wednesday. It'll just be one song. Originally, we were going to have you guys do, like, our choice and then a song of your choice, but a lot of people don't have a lot of time, like, because it's kind of like finals for a lot of high schools, and like people are graduating in high school, and like
college, the weather
and college is still in session for a lot of people. So it's just a lot easier for us and for you guys to probably just do one song. If you guys really have a problem with this, then like talk to me, but I think we're going to keep it just our choice, and I think you guys will be fine because we're not going to pick like outrageously ridiculously hard songs or anything. So
yeah,
at least Rochelle isn't going to.
Jeffers won't either. I'm gonna like, I will restrain Jeffers. Jeffers will be like, "Arg, let me give wrap like
up for everyone."
Jeffers is and like, "I restrain give difficult songs." Yeah, but anyway, good job tonight, guys. Really, really good job. And good job, Songbird, throughout the whole competition. And I'm, like, really sad to see you go, so.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Good job, and good night.
Good night.